This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, another Town Hall Academy in the center of the Venetians Expo Center here. Oh, that sign says up there, Napa Now, 100 years. Wow, we are having so much fun here. I have to tell you, you're in for an episode like no other. And I've had so much fun over the last two or three days hanging with this group. And we're going to absolutely, positively, guaranteed blow your mind. Hey, did you know that Napa Tracks has on-site training plus six-day-a-week support? Well, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Tracks is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Tracks on the web at napatracks.com. Ready to optimize with today's class? Boy, listen to an episode we did with David Boies. Great program. Roll out a training plan for your automotive shop. In just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Join your peers at todaysclass.com. Welcome back. Hey, Matt, you put this whole thing together. Matt Crumpton's here from Napa Auto Care. Let me tell you a little bit about Matt Crumpton, technician, director of program development for Auto Care, Auto Tech. AAA, fourth generation employee, am I right? Fourth?
My son is the fourth.
Your son is the fourth. Okay. But fourth in the legacy line.
Yes.
Cool. Good stuff. He calls me up and he says, hey, I know you're coming to Napa Now. Carm, you've heard of AR. You've heard of virtual reality and all that stuff. We're doing XR at Napa here. And we got this guy named Robin Crowe. And he's like, Carm, did you ever see the movie Blair Witch Project? And I said, yeah. He says, well, he produced it. And I says, what the hell is he doing in automotive then?
He got bored.
It's where the money is.
And then I meet Robin Crowe, and I actually saw me and him somehow. It's crazy how alike we are. The founder and CEO of Skillmaker, an innovative learning and development company, harnessing the power of XR and AI to transform technician training. 2 decades of experience in producing immersive experiences for major brands such as Amazon, Meta, and Nissan. Nissan or Nissan's? The car company?
The car company. Correct. Yep.
And he previously pioneered VR-based vocational training programs for the skilled trades. Amen. His father spent more than 50 years less. I met him the other day. He tells me he's 87 years young. He looks like $1 million. 50 years developing training initiatives for Ford, Mercedes-Benz, and Fortune 200 companies. What a brilliant guy. He's got, I see where you get your energy from.
I've learned so much.
Robin's an experienced storyteller who's produced, as I said, the cult classic, The Blair Witch Project, and led EA Madden's NFL video game franchise. He blends a creative vision with cutting-edge technology and a deep commitment to workforce development, revolutionizing the way automotive pros learn and grow and deliver remarkable results. Thank you. That was so well written. I just, wow, maybe he likes me, maybe not.
I appreciate that. Very well written. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
When I saw your background and I said, what the hell is he doing in automotive training? And then I actually meet him on a Zoom call and I realized that you landed this most incredible rocket, like almost Musk puts that rocket back on the flat in the ocean. This is really cool. Also with me is Jim Bilski. And Jim is in the training program manager for Napa Auto Tech Training. And you've done an awful lot to make this all happen, right?
It's been a little bit of work, yeah.
I bet you. Been home lately?
I think I saw my family in December.
In December?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. And also Daryl Cawhorn. So I got the VR one on first. Is that virtual reality? And then I did the augmented reality. Didn't I see you in the augmented reality one?
Yeah.
And wow, you're a star, AR star. And I found it fascinating. And then when they took me into XR and I put on the goggles that have the forward cameras and I picked up the right tool and I scanned the QR code of the tool, I was so fascinated with where this whole education piece is going. And then, oh, by the way, there's more. We have Meta glasses to put on. We have seen the software that you can go out and ask AI questions about certain things in the automotive. It doesn't matter what, anything in the world. And to know that we could put these on while we're underneath the hood, while we're underneath the car, while we're in the passenger or driver's seat of a vehicle with our scopes, and we can start asking questions and interact. Napa is off the charts with this. Congratulations. I can't wait to see it develop. I am committed doing podcasts as this thing evolves because I'm like a kid in a candy store with this. So how the hell did this all come up? Where was the impetus of the idea, what, maybe a year, year and a half ago? I mean, this didn't happen yesterday.
Well, actually, it's maybe even longer than a year and a half, right, Ralph?
Two years. So it actually started with my predecessor, John Ellsworth. They were having conversations, and, you know, John moved into another position, and I took over for John, and we kind of picked up from there. And it really has blossomed into probably one of the greatest partnerships that we have had. And I mean that not just from the product, but the people. So Rob has been phenomenal to work with. His dad's been phenomenal to work with, Les, and his entire team. But it also, it started out, I think, as probably one solution. And now we've already kind of brainstormed. This is going to grow and grow and grow. And I think this partnership is really going to make some waves in the industry and provide some real solutions. And I can't really go any further without, you know, really pointing out the development team led by Jim, and Daryl's done a phenomenal job. Without them, this doesn't come to life. And it really, I think, was perfect time, perfect place to have that perfect storm for success. And I couldn't be happier with where we're going and where we're at right now.
Yeah. With John, he said, look, I don't want to talk about technology. I want you to go to the shops. And he sent us on a, it was South Carolina. We went to a whole bunch of shops in South Carolina. We met owners. I'm obsessed with listening. You just got to hear where people are coming from, what their challenges are. And so we spent about 3 months on the road just talking to specialists, just talking to technicians, talking to owners, and really listening to what their challenges were. And then I get to meet these guys and the many, many, many years of the collective wisdom and knowledge, and I got really excited.
I got to ask a very personal question.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Here it is. It's about being pent up with all of your ideas, all where you see this thing heading, because this is how he is. I was just with him an hour ago, and he's just, his hands are flying. You're doing all this stuff. I, can you imagine? I'm a great listener, but you want to take all that stuff and do something with it, and you got the platform.
Look, we all have pain. We all have things that are challenges and that are a problem. And right now, there is a shortage of technicians. There's a shortage of specialists. And unfortunately, it can take 2 years to share that knowledge. And so when we kind of centered on this, and Jim and I have started calling them super C techs or whatever you want to call it, really what we were looking at is what makes money for a shop? What is the most profitable thing when it comes to people working? And we realized, well, you know, this kind of a, my dad calls it a 80-20 or Pareto principle, you know, it's an established idea, but what is the 20% or 30% of things that actually generates about 80% of the revenue for a shop? And that's where we started, because we wanted to focus on doing that work and basically making it, if it's 2 years of what it was 2 years, we're going to do that in 25 days.
Whoops. That's a whoops. That's a number that is so difficult to process.
I think all of us, because Daryl, Jim, and myself have all been technicians and we've been trainers. And of course, your first thought is like, nothing beats hands-on.
Right.
Nothing beats hands-on. And actually, we still live that way, as we conduct a lot of hands-on training. Then you actually go through and you look at the technology and you look at what Rob's done, and then you look at the product and you realize, oh no, maybe we weren't right after all. Maybe there is a new way to do things. Maybe there are. And I look at it as, it's not just, I'll give you a great analogy, Carm. Does anybody in here remember this Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd movie?
Oh, yeah.
Judge Dredd. So you remember when they wiped out all the judges? What did they say? With this new technology, we can replenish our numbers overnight. So we look at that as, even if we had all the technicians today to backfill the holes that we have to have, how long is it going to take to get them up to speed to actually be effective? This allows us to do a couple of things. Identify technicians, train them at an accelerated rate to actually solve the industry problem. 25 days, a lot of people are going to be skeptical. I'm telling you, it's real. The data backs it up. We can't wait to start putting people in these headsets.
So let's jump quickly into the fun word, fun. And think about all the young people that we want to recruit. Think about the apprentice programs that we, how many you got? 2,000 apprentices out there? How many? Napa Auto Care?
2,000.
2,000 apprentices. Imagine this being a component of that training. Imagine this being a component of all of our skilled trade centers? Because this isn't just going to, in my opinion, you guys are going to say to the, you're going to reach your arms out to the disciples in skilled trades training, and you're going to say, hey, we got something for you.
We're basically approaching it from, I call it the AAA, to, you know, got a nice match to our friends in AAA. So the first step is assessment, because you really need to understand where people are at. Some people have strengths in one side and challenges in another side. So the assessment piece of this is not only important for people starting out, it's also important for how people progress. So when a guy walks into a shop and like gives you their resume, how do you really know what they can do? I mean, you put them on a vehicle, and what we do instead is we put them into this headset, yeah, and we can ask them to do the brake job, do the work, you know, show us what your abilities are. And then through the assessment process in 30 minutes, we're able to get a really good understanding of how we can plus up what they need to know. So now all of a sudden we've changed the picture just with that first A, and I can go on to the other A's, but I don't know if you want to add something to this, because I know this really came out of your brain when we started to get, you know, we were jamming. The whole idea of assessment is something I think you're really passionate about, Matt.
Everything started out was the training piece, and it really was about how do we accelerate this training. But especially when I'm looking at Daryl and Jim, I mean, when you look at training today, we've never really had a way to fully assess somebody just in a basic training class of how do we design a curriculum to an individual level that says, I'm going to teach you what you need, not what you want. Everybody wants to go to the cool class, but that's not necessarily what you need. So when we started talking about assessments, it grew into this multifaceted piece, which is one, what about pre-employment screening? How do I assess somebody for pre-employment?
Bingo.
How do I get inside the tech schools and high schools, yeah, that your skill set actually matches a two-year school or an auto care or an apprenticeship, not a four-year college? And how do we actually back that up with technology? How do we get in the cities, the counties, municipalities? And even so, what if I do a pre-employment and I hire this person? I can now feed the work to that technician based on his strengths while I'm developing a training program to elevate his challenges or maybe some of his weakness. And that brings true value. And I'll take it one step further, which we've already talked about this, with ASC certification. What if we built an actual database of a proficiency score of how effective a technician can be in, yeah, that space? Yeah. And then now we have access. You have your ASC certifications and your proficiency score to say, I know how we can apply it. And it's another feather in their cap to say, hey, I've got an auto care accelerator score, and I'm 91% efficient in all these categories from engine management to drivetrain and everything else. I would definitely say that gives that guy a leg up on getting that job.
Proves his value.
100%. We look at recruitment, retention, and everything else. So I think the assessment actually could be just as valuable as the accelerator training program itself.
It's absolutely invaluable. The ability to assess a candidate or a person either pre-employment or during their employment is huge. Nobody else is going to be able to do this in such a way that we can with this system. Being able to tailor a training program just for an individual is going to be great. I'm very excited to be part of it.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on-site. Yep, on-site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, Carm here, suggesting you discover a smarter way to train your entire automotive team. Experience powerful, bite-sized training sessions accessible from any device in just 5 minutes daily. It's perfect for technicians, advisors, and managers alike. Today's class prepares your shop for sustained success by reinforcing crucial knowledge. Plus, add a competitive edge with our leaderboard to make learning fun and rewarding for everyone. For effective training that delivers, turn to todaysclass.com.
I think skill assessments is one of the biggest thing we have in our industry. We think we're hiring whatever you want to define an A, B, or C as. No one knows. 200,000 different definitions. And isn't it something that a test score could help us determine that level? Or a video playback on that level of competency? Matt Fonslow, myself, and a bunch of other people in the industry have actually spent some time on Zoom talking about how we can take all the conferences that we go to and have some form of been there, done that, but here's the assessment test, and let that online resume that our specialist owns, they've got their own little competency website, and I'm going to a job, print it out and show it to you. I've taken these classes. It's been proven by the instructor that I was there, and I had the pre and the post assessment. Look at what I've done and look at my competency.
I think that it grows from assessment organically into acceleration, because once we have these data points, we talk a lot about time. You know, how fast can you get a vehicle in, on a lift, up, do the job, down, out the shop, with quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So when we are spending time basically upskilling people, we want to make sure that we're not wasting their time. So why teach things that they already know, they already have competency in? So now you come into the accelerator, and the first thing that we do, you know, the thing that I get a little frustrated with is everybody's like, oh, it's VR. I know what VR is. This is not normal VR, right? This is hyper-focused on what you need to do. You step into the shoes of the person doing the work. So you, that Blair Witch thing, that whole idea of immersive point of view learning, we do that. But then we put you in a simulator where you are tested. So we call it Teach 5, Test 5. And my gaming geek has to come out of me, because when you play a game, you're constantly testing people. You're constantly leveling up. So you know what, Carm? You have to get 100% on this, right? So we teach you 5 ideas, and then you can't get to the next 5 ideas until you've beat the boss, right? We're building gamification into the experience. We're building quality into the speed. We're combining those two. That's why we call it the accelerator. We don't call it VR, because it's XR. And XR means a combination of the digital world and the physical world. I have this word. I know it's going to sound silly, but it's a pretty crazy word. If you take the word digital and you smush it together with physical, you get fidgetal. Okay. We live in a real world that we want to augment with the digital world. We are all fidgetal humans, right? And so the acceleration part of this is about giving people what they need. I love that, Matt. I love that. What they need in a fidgetal way.
Fidgetal. It's like V'ger.
Yeah, there's that word again. I think the other thing we can say, because, you know, when you look at a lot of certification testing is, you know, take Jim, for example. So he's President's Club. He's the top of the top and everything else. And he's put a lot of money and time into that and his own dedication. And that's an accomplishment that does not get achieved by much. And this is the reason he leads our team. But go back to it, is that's an achievement that he is able to show his progress by those certifications. That's sometimes hard to do with some of the younger guys, that it's going to take a lifetime to get there. What if you actually had that assessment? You could go back 5 years and watch how he has actually progressed.
Sure.
Same thing if he's working for you or he's not, or maybe he starts to degress, and that's where you can start to develop training programs. Maybe it's something he's not seen every day. He's getting out of habit. So it's a constant evaluation that you should be doing.
Yeah.
And again, I think everything that these guys have done is really all due to their efforts, their expertise and everything, and it's going to rock the industry. I really do.
as the technology progresses and the training progresses with it, if they are not meeting that, then they can degress their score, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We're going to get to the third part in a second, but I want to spend some time on the game mechanics a little bit, because this man
Wait
here,
a minute. Stop.
Yes, sir.
No, stop, Robin. So I'm sitting here wondering why Daryl is here.
Well,
I started to realize he's the most handsome person here. So if you were going to film him on the reality of the glasses, we sure wouldn't want Carm on that film. We would want Daryl on that film.
I will openly dispute that.
Well, Carm, you and I are the same human. I think you're right. Because where I was going was when I met Jim, introduced us to Daryl. And Daryl goes by the nickname Sasquatch. Jim, by the way, is Mongo. So just so you know.
Mongo, really? He's Mongo. Yes, he's a Mongo. Oh, my God, you are.
But when I met Daryl.
I like Carm.
There were so many things about Daryl that I was like, every filmmaker has to have his star, right? So Daryl is my star, which I'm very privileged to have him as that. But there's a couple of things that make Daryl so good in this series of experiences that we're creating. One, he really, really knows his stuff. Right?
Yeah. You can say shit.
Okay. This man knows his shit. Okay. But two, he's got this, like, he's big man. He's got these huge hands.
Not disputing that.
He's got these huge hands.
Yeah, yeah.
We put the camera like right at his point of view.
Yeah.
And we film his huge hands. I never forget this moment. We're working on one of these things. He had to lift a gigantic F-150 tire. He puts his hands right here and the camera reaches over and you just see these hands come in. He lifts it off and it's like, no human can do this. Only Sasquatch can do this. Okay. But the point is, when you're experiencing it, you're seeing it through his eyes.
Yeah.
And you're getting the opportunity to step into the shoes of this master specialist, like this master guy who's worked for so long. And that's how you learn, by doing it the way. So you see it from his point of view and then you do it the way he did it. And, you know, Jim and I have talked about this a lot. Look, you're going to get into all kinds of degrees of gray and exceptions and everything like that. But you got to start with what do I say, Jim?
Best practice.
What is the best practice, right? And that's what Daryl does. Daryl does the best practice. So you're going to get the best versions. And then later on, you'll get all the exceptions and the other things and everything. When you're coming into this, you're stepping into Daryl's shoes, big shoes to fill, and experiencing that and then doing it with best practices. Incredibly valuable. And Daryl has been there for us because he does all the voices, he does all of the content, he does, you know, does all of that. So it's a lot of work and he puts in incredible hours in doing it. So
Daryl, do you have an agent?
I'd be
more than happy to represent you.
I appreciate that. No, it's been an absolute pleasure to be on this and kind of piggyback on something that Matt was saying over here. An idea I just come up with is maybe a technician comes in and they do the initial assessments and they run through the skills and they're fine. Well, what if that technician doesn't get any job related to that activity, that skill set for a long time? Well, benefit is they can go back at any point, rerun that assessment, you know, the whole, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They can always easily go back, refresh their skill set, keep on track and maybe even improve. Maybe they want to track it by the time it took them to run through the skill assessment, and that's their own goal, to do it faster to be better. And then when the day comes where they do that type of work, then they're ready for it. We keep moving on and keep moving forward. So I think that's a good aspect of this whole program that is not as easily repeatable as some other things.
Okay, I'm bought in. To our left, about 200 feet to my east, is the Napa Auto Tech booth, where all this stuff is being demonstrated. You're there, your dad's there, Daryl's, you're all there. What are your customers saying?
I can tell you what our Auto Care Council said when we demoed it at our last council meeting. They came out of the room. They looked straight at me because I was just waiting. I was outside the door just like, please give me some type of feedback. I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't realize when they came out, they all said, I don't care what it costs, when can I have it? And they got just a glimpse. Now, you guys can talk to about what you got at the booth, but I know several of the people here at the show have stopped by the Auto Care Concierge area, and they all said, hey, some of us were a little skeptical,
were believers now, and the rest of them said, that's the coolest thing I have seen in probably 10 years.
I get the cool part, but we have to be able to make it happen. And that's your job, right, Robin?
Yeah, no, that is my job. But remember, I said there were three A's, right? So we've talked a lot about assessment, yeah, and we've talked a lot about acceleration. But the third A is probably all of us in this room's favorite A, and that is tech assist. And I think, you know, when you ask about results, yes, everybody's gone through. Some of them have had virtual reality. Most of them haven't had a phygital mixed reality experience because phygital is all about using real tools. So that's really important. But then we get to the tech assist, and tech assist is essentially ChatGPT, but for technicians, except it's being trained on all of the knowledge, this incredibly rich knowledge that is within the NAPA universe, right? Like Marvel, it's the NAPA universe. Because we're using the virtual reality, mixed reality for the 20 or 30% that matters, but you're going to have lots of questions, always. And how much time does it take when you've got a shop owner or a senior tech, an A-level, a B-level, whatever, having to field all these questions, it interrupts the flow. So what we have done is we've taken this knowledge that is around this job and we put it at the tip of your tongue. And you can basically say, hey, NAPA, I'm standing in front of an F-150. It's a 2020 model. I'm working on the engine block. I need to figure out the torque specs for these engine bolts. And it's going to give you that answer in seconds into your answer. You're not going to interrupt your workflow. You just get that. Now, can you walk over, clean your hands, go to a computer, to a terminal, do it, or even pick up a pad or whatever? Yeah, sure, you can do that. But you're not going to be the answer in seconds, right? And then you can do additional things with that tech assist that will allow you to take a photograph, take a video, associate that with a work order. Things that basically, as you guys have been my teacher for 2 years, but for me, it sounds like optimizing the way that bay works in your shop is critical. Time and quality in that shop is critical. So what can this tech assistant do to maximize the profitability, to maximize the efficiency, to maximize the quality of the work that you're doing? And that's the third A, tech assist.
And that's the glasses.
That's the smart glasses.
The smart glasses.
Yeah, shop owners are always looking for efficiency, getting stuff in and out accurately. And anything that's going to slow down a technician is always frowned upon. This being able to speed up that workflow and get them the information so they can complete the job faster, correctly, that's a huge win-win for the technician and the shop owner.
You know, we had Corey Valdi on our panel earlier, and he spoke about he did a pilot with Milwaukee, where he outfitted a technician all with Milwaukee in a bay, and he was able to improve his efficiency by 2 hours a week.
You know who's also testing that? Christy
yes.
Hessen, yeah.
So if you think about that, time is money in this business, and if you can shave little bits of time here and there, it adds up in real dollars. So, and just hypothetically, if you want to look at kind of the big dream, what if you could take those glasses and it can integrate into information systems like Mitchell On Demand? When you look at Identifix, you look at things like that, and you can get information, torque specs, procedures, breakdowns, even wire colors on
wire
connectors,
terminal
stuff
numbers,
like that.
Absolutely.
So then you look at tech support. What if you were able to connect to a Repairify tech support to help that technician walk through something? How about if it integrated in with DVIs and your SMS, your shop management system? Instead of having to take the tablet and take a picture when you find that a wire has been chewed up by a rat and that's causing the open circuit code, what if you're taking the pictures with the glasses and automatically loaded into your DVI or right into your SMS? So all of a sudden, it comes down to shaving minutes that turns into hours that turns into dollars for technicians and shops alike.
I just had a total brain immersion when you said DVI and the glasses. It's total point of view. You don't have to play around. I mean, there it is.
That's right. Yeah, it's what my dad was doing in the 60s with those gold miners, helping them do that, except now you've got all of this intelligence that's right there with you. But guess what? It's not just the brilliance of these guys who've been doing it for so long, or ASE, or anything like that. The incredible thing about NAPA and why I was just so grateful to be a part of this amazing family is you've got a rich community of specialists and technicians. Why does that matter? Well, I call it stump the glasses. So when I go over there, you get these guys that walk over like, oh yeah, okay, what is this? You know, and I say, look, these glasses, they've been trained on brake caliper replacement. That's the demo we're doing here, you know, because we have to narrow it down. So brake caliper replacement. Try ask a question the glasses don't know. So far, they haven't. Nobody stumped the glasses. But if they did, they don't know this, but if they did, that question that they asked, which would have to be a really smart question, automatically gets routed up to AutoTech. They take a look at the question. They say, huh, you know what? This is a good question. We didn't answer. Let's answer it. They answer it. And all of a sudden, all those glasses just got smarter. All of a sudden, all of the specialists who are working on it just got smarter because we answered a question that nobody else had been able to do. That's the value of NAPA.
Do the glasses go through a singular portal of information? Look, or can you tell it? Can you just say, hey, listen, go out on Wikipedia and find me something? Or,
No. We could never do that, right? So, okay. So it's called multimodal input.
Okay.
We've taken essentially the knowledge that is, you know, very valuable, not only with NAPA, but also the partners. And we're accumulating that. And then it's called a vectorized database. You normalize the data. And basically, you deliver it in a way that is very stable. So people kind of go, oh, you're using AI. It's going to hallucinate. No.
Okay.
This is not hallucinating AI. This is
structured AI.
This is structured data. We're not even, AI is not even involved in this part of it.
Okay.
You are fixing vehicles. You need to know that the answer that you're getting in those glasses is 100%. When we were doing this, you guys remember this? Actually, it was like, Daryl, I know you're on the road, man, but I need you. And he literally was like, well, the only time I can do it is 11 p.m. So what I asked them to do is I wanted them to interrogate. I had them go through 300 questions that I said, all right, this is the question that we asked. This is the answer that our system gave. Is it correct? And we went through and it was correct. It has to be 100% reliable.
Wow.
So if you're going to have an assistant there helping you side by side with you, it's got to be 100% reliable.
Oh, yeah. Can you do me a favor, Robin?
Yes, sir.
Spend 1 minute and a half on your dad and the POV about the gold.
We grew up in South Africa and my dad was an industrial psychologist. He's been in learning and development his entire life, but this is early days for him. The people who were working in the gold mines couldn't read, couldn't write, didn't speak English, most of them. And they were being asked to operate really dangerous equipment, explosives, whatever. Their data was on mortality. They were trying to decrease the mortality rate in the gold mines. That's what Dad got hired for. And he reached out. He picked up a film camera. And he thought, well, if I can actually film from the point of view of these gold miners, I can help other gold miners step into the shoes of those people and film that. My job was to go into the bag. So what that means is, you know, in film, you've got to make sure it's inside a bag and you do all the work. So I got to know the mechanisms of the film camera. So I got to have my hands literally on the film camera and I would lug the gear around and everything like that. When I graduated, you know, I was working in film school. When I came to like decide, okay, now I want to do something, you steal from the best. I just stole from my dad. And that idea that the gold miners had that first person experience, I was like, wow, that would be pretty scary if it was in the woods. I can apply that immersive experience to horror movies. And that's the origin, from my point of view, of the Blair Witch
Project. Your dad's a great guy.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. Jim, are you having any fun developing this? And do you see where all the young people are going to want to be in the cool kids club when it comes to this extended reality?
It's extremely fun and aggravating because I want to get it all in there, right? And every day I come up with new ideas of things that I'd like this process to do. And whether it's looking at wiring diagrams or diagnostic flow charts or all of these things that it can actually link to and provide information on, it's endless. And really, it's going to be a game changer. This is going to change the whole training industry.
Okay. How do we get this in our hands? Is there a launch date? Do you guys have something?
Yeah. So the thing that people need to do, we have a website. You can obviously go through the partner site. It's NAPAaccelerator.com.
Okay.
And you basically, we've got these QR codes. We'll get you all the information you need on the website.
Right.
But people come through there. and then they sign up. We are charging people money to get in line. And I know that sounds silly, but the thing is, we only want shop owners who are going to, you vote with your money. So okay. It's $297 at the show, or if you listen to the podcast, you're going to get $100 off that. Whoa. So for $197, you join this program. What does that mean? Well, you know, we're pretty smart guys. We put a lot of energy into this. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't work for shop owners, if it doesn't work in the field, we don't want to waste anyone's time. So what we're doing is we're inviting people into this program to participate and give us their thoughts. As we map out this roadmap, going back to what I said, and I know I love to talk, I know I do that whole thing, but my dad always taught me, Papa always said, you got to be a listener. And that's what this program is about. We are listening to shop owners and making sure that this fanciful technology, who cares about the technology if it doesn't actually do it? So come join the program.
This is kind of show me you care, get involved, kind of 297? Is that?
It's more than show me.
You want to be involved. Is that
that's
what
it.
You want
that's
to be
it.
Involved in
yes.
this?
Yes. If you want to be part of guiding where this goes, if you want to be, I've had a lot of people come, and we've already talked a lot about this. They are very involved in their high schools. Like they go in, they do, you know, all kinds of, they're like, hey, this would be great to have in the high schools. Well, that is something that we've talked about. We are absolutely going to do that.
Fabulous.
But it's different if you say, oh, I'd like it to be in high schools. But if there are people who are actually in the high schools doing the work, come and, all right, what's that look like? How are you going to do it? Like, what is the practical, what is the reality yeah. of how we're implementing this? Because I'm one of those people who's like, you measure three times, you measure four times, you cut once, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to make sure that when this hits the ground, whenever Matt says I can say we could hit the ground, when this hits the ground, that it solves problems. We want to get ahead of it. And that's what we're launching today. That's what we're launching on this podcast. That's what we did a masterclass about. It's get involved. Be a part of the way this lands.
Got it. Can we talk about this code here or not?
Oh, the QR code, or are you talking about the discount?
The discount.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah.
So if you want in, it's NapaAccelerator.com, and the code is NapaEarly100. NapaEarly100, and you get $100 off if you want to be in the Cool Kids Club.
And I'll put it out that we are, our target is in the first half of 2026. Now, of course, you know, there's a lot of work that has to be done. We're not setting any dates right now, but that is our goal and our target. I know we've got the best team to get there, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And here's the one thing that we can't really foresee right now is we're going to put the best product out there. So we can finish a product in time, but is it the right product? Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure that we go over this thing with a fine-tooth comb. It's going to go through the best minds in the industry, and we're going to make sure it is the product that we know it's capable of being, and it's going to exceed our customers' expectations. So that's probably the only thing that probably impacts that timeline a little bit, is really making sure that the quality and the kind of blow your hair back experience, we know it's going to be.
V.1's got to be good.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. V.1 has got to be great.
Okay, and, baby, I'll take that.
Yeah, and the point of this program is to get ahead of it, right? Yeah, yeah. Because I'm always in gaming, right? You always have your beta testers. You always have your beta players. Who's playing the game? Who's on the sticks? Who's figuring it out? Oh, wait, that wasn't a good experience. That wasn't this. So you need to have these early adopters, the people who really care about it, the ones who are not Jim and not us, because it's hard to step outside of our point of view and step into those shop owners' point of view. So that's, again, why we're doing this. Go to that website, get involved, because we need your perspective on this.
Yeah, tell us your pain points. Tell us what challenges we can solve for you, because this can do it. We just need to know what they are.
I'll add one more thing, because Jim mentioned this earlier, and Matt and I have talked a lot about it. Look, unfortunately, there's only so much time, and you can only do so many things in that amount of time. And we're going to have to make some hard choices as to what we include and what we cut. But when we cut something from V1, it's in service of whatever we keep. And in making that choice, obviously, all of us are going to make the most informed, intelligent decisions we can. But we don't want to cut something if somebody is like, I believe that it is the community of geniuses. It's the collective mind that drives us all together. It's the people in the trenches who know the reality of what they're doing and to get those cars up and fixed. Those are the people that really speak with authority, and we're listening. We're here listening. As we're building, we're listening.
The good news is V1 is not the end, right? It's just the beginning.
Oh, no. I mean, that's why. Listen, when you say V1, there's always going to be a 2 or a 1 or a 1.5 or something. I think we've all got used to that.
I'll just throw this in that, you know, we're working on the one we've got done so far, working on that in my head, trying to figure out what the final product would look like and what the end customer would see it. And now that seeing that version of the amazing work that Robin's team did with the graphics, and it's amazing, just generates so many more ideas that I want to put into the future models that we have coming up to record and ways we can execute them and just keep making it better and better and better and to be the absolute best product out there. I got so many ideas that I want to roll into the future ones. It's going to be good.
You know, it was funny when I was literally as I was falling asleep last night, one of the things I learned from yesterday, because we hadn't made the announcement yet, we hadn't told anyone about it, so people kind of stumbling into the booth. We won't even open that long. But I realized, oh my goodness, they don't believe us. They don't believe that we're going to do this.
They thought it was right? Hollywood?
They don't believe it. But what the thing is, we've got 3 demos here. We've put hundreds of people through it.
Yeah.
And if you were here at Napa Now right now, you could work 200 yards over there and you could do it for yourself.
Right. That's right.
Doing is believing, and it's happening right over there. So we're going to do more shows together. As we go, there will be other opportunities. So stay tuned. If you join and you know about it, if you're listening to Carm's podcast, you will know how you can actually experience it yourself.
And what about our specialist technicians that are in the field? Have you taken the stuff out to them yet, or has it only been the owner group?
So far, I mean, the only people that have really gone through this is our Auto Care Council shop owners, and we've had the people here at the show.
Okay.
Maybe one young technician.
How about Jake? Have you put Jake Sorensen through
it? No, I haven't. There's been another young technician that got put through it, and it was an opinion because a young technician that was probably early in his career, and I wanted to see how his reaction was. And when he took the headset off, he said, "Dad," if I would have had this, and I thought this is actually very powerful. He said, "I could have made twice the money in half the time."
Whoa.
And especially somebody that was early on in the career, I thought that was extremely powerful, because I think all of us here turning wrenches and everything else, you realize that you got a little bit of a runway before all your investment in tools, and you get the experience and you get your speed down and your knowledge and everything to where it really starts to pay off and you really start to make money. So that's another thing that's kind of something we want to fix in the industry is, and you know, some of the other things that we've rolled out, Carm, that we talked about in other episodes, is how do we make sure that we're getting good talent, we're keeping that talent, and we're making sure that we're making it easy for them to where we want them to come in and make money and realize this is a phenomenal industry. This is an industry that you can have a long runway of a career. It's extremely exciting. It's always evolving and changing. Yeah. And look at us. We started out as technicians. We're in different roles now. There's so many opportunities, and we want to make sure we keep that talent.
This is a game changer. Napa's on fire, Team Tool Rebate, just like, whoa. So promise me, no, to my audience, I'm putting you on the spot. Would you come back and give us an update?
Oh, yeah.
We could do a virtual episode and say, Carm, let's tell you what's going on now.
And I'll let Rob talk about that. But no, I would love to be able to come back. And the last thing I'll say is you mentioned some of the things that we're on fire and releasing. I can tell you with our 1, 3, and 5-year plan, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Good for you. Wow. Rob, finish us off, baby.
I want to speak about the thing that is not in the room right now. Already, specialists and technicians are working with robots. There are machines that are all around them. You working on a machine, 20 computers in the average car. Cars are cool. Cars are really cool. They're complex. They are challenging. They are really interesting. And the robots are not only coming, they are here. They're with us. So if we're going to assimilate with these robots, I want the human in charge. I want to make sure that the technology that we're using, the tools that we're using, make sure that the human comes first and that you are just like a samurai, giving him an incredible blade, basically arming our warriors that are out there with the best possible information, the best possible knowledge. I got to go into the incredible Carlisle booth, the best possible tools. I mean, just really quality. And that's what these guys push. You can't beat the robots. You got to join the robots, but you got to make sure that you're telling the robots what to do.
Wow. Thank you so much. You just gave me a new word.
Yes, sir.
Warriors.
Warriors.
I absolutely love that word. Robin Crowe, Matt Crumpton, Jim Przybyski, Daryl Cawhorn. Wow. Thank you for being here to talk about extended reality, what's going on here at the Napa Now. Stay tuned, everyone.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.